1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow after love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you might prophesy. For he who speaks in an unknown language does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and consolation to men. He who speaks in an unknown language edifies himself, but he who prophesies builds up the gathering of the called out ones. Now my desire is that you all speak with different languages, but even more that you would prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with different languages, unless he interprets what is said, so that the gathering of the called out ones may receive edification. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with unknown languages, how will it benefit you if I don't speak to you either through revelation, knowledge, prophesying, or teaching? Even things without life, when making a sound, whether a flute or a harp, if they don't give a distinctive sound, how will it be known what is being played? For example, if the trumpet makes an indistinct sound, who will prepare himself for war? So you also, unless you speak with your tongue, speech which is easy to understand, how will anyone know what is being spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. For example, there are many kinds of languages in the world, and no language is without its own meaning. But if I don't know the meaning of the words, I will appear to be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. So you also, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, seek them in a way which will result in the abundant edifying of the called out ones. Therefore, let him who speaks in a different language pray that he may interpret it. For if I pray in an unknown language, my spirit prays, but I don't understand the words. What is better then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. Or else, if you bless with the Spirit, how will someone who does not know that language say, Amen, at your giving thanks, since he doesn't know what you said? For you really do give thanks well, but the other is not built up. I thank God that I speak in unknown languages more than all of you. However, in the gathering of the called out ones, I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding, so that I might instruct others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown language. Brethren, don't have the mentality of children. Yet with respect to meanness, you should be like babies, but in understanding be like men. In the law it is written, by men of strange tongues, and by the lips of strangers, I will speak to this people, yet even then they will not hear me, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 11 and 12. Therefore, these different languages are a sign not to those who believe, but to the unbelieving. But prophesying is a sign not only to the unbelieving, but to those who believe also. If then the whole group of called out ones is assembled together, and everyone speaks with an unknown language, and some people who are uneducated or unbelieving come in, won't they say that you are crazy? But if everyone prophesies, and someone unbelieving or uneducated enters, he is reproved by all, and he is judged by all, since the secrets of his heart are being revealed. And so he will fall down on his face and worship God, declaring that God is certainly among you. What is the proper way to conduct your meetings then, brethren? When you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a message in an unknown language, has an interpretation. Let everything be done for building up the others, not glorifying yourself. If anyone speaks in an unknown language, it should be done by two, or at most three people, with each taking their turn, and someone should interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep quiet in the gatherings of the called out ones. Let him speak to himself and to God. And let two or three of the prophets speak. And let the others discern if what they say is from God. But if a revelation comes to another sitting nearby, let the one speaking be quiet. For you can all prophesy, one by one, so that all may learn and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As it is, whenever the called out ones, the ones who have been set apart for God, get together, the women should be quiet, not loud and pushy, in the gatherings, for it is not permitted for them to speak disruptively, but let them be in subjection, as the law also teaches. And if they wish to learn more about anything, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak disruptively in the assembly. What? Did the word of God come forth from you, or did it come to you alone? If any man thinks of himself as a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man is without understanding, he won't understand this. Therefore, my brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and don't forbid to speak with other languages. But let all things be done decently and in order. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.